And Bob and I will just share all this information. So we had a meeting with Michelle back in November, I believe. And so she was asking what would benefit all of our schools when we know that our employees are working really hard, and if we wanted to go back to how we were, had used to do things with a large gift, that would be they could apply for a grant, or they could submit people's names to be nominated and then drawn for a larger gift. So we decided that really that $50 gift card to all USD employees, and then also including the Emporia Christian School and Sacred Heart employees, would be very beneficial to all the staff members. Just give them that little boost that they need, and that it's not a Christmas gift, it's not a bonus, but it's something that is really just, this is part, the timing is great because they can go out and use that for a little extra something for themselves or for their families.
This is another wonderful opportunity here that's being put together to help the teachers and staff here for USD 253, 251, and 252, plus the parochial schools. Allison, how did things go last year, and how do you see this, as you mentioned, really just kind of giving a boost here for your staff getting into the holidays and through the holidays?
Well, when you think about the number of employees, so 1,346 employees will receive that gift certificate that's either a Main Street gift certificate or Chamber Bucks. So that was just something that was unexpected last year. And, of course, all of our staff across Lyon County don't expect anything. They are in education for the right reasons. This is just another way for them to say thank you. And it benefits our local economy as well. It encourages everyone to shop local.
And, Bob, your thoughts on the Hopkins Foundation and them teaming up with the Lyon County School Districts again this year?
Well, I would definitely concur with everything Alice said. Our employees here at USD 251, teachers and staff, have been working very hard. And, the thing about teachers and staff that are committed is they do a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't see. And with COVID over the last 18 months or so, they do a lot of extra things above and beyond. And this is just a way as a school district and a county and through the Hopkins group that we can just say thank you, just another way that we can thank them for their hard work and efforts.
Mike, talk a little bit about that for folks that don't know. They may see the memes on Facebook or some other social media, but talk about that behind-the-scenes work that teachers and staff are doing on a daily basis under normal circumstances and how the COVID really load has augmented that.
I think, Chuck, probably one of the main things that all of us deal with is, especially during COVID, is the overlapping of, we don't have substitutes in all areas. In some areas, we don't even have applicants. And so our teachers and staff overlap each other when one of the others is gone, and that just adds to their plate and additional responsibilities, and they do it because that's where their heart's at. So the wear and tear of each of our staff, regardless of responsibility, has been increased over COVID, and the Hopkins Foundation is recognizing all of our people because they all make a difference with kids regardless of their responsibility. So we're very appreciative.
Well, and Mike, the Hopkins Foundation too, they have been a real friend of education, haven't they?
It's tremendous the amount of money that they put into education in our local area over the years. Yes, they have, Ron, and it's the whole idea was to recognize staff who go over and beyond, and during COVID they all have, and so they just keep pumping money and gratitude into the good people that work with our youth in this area, so it's very nice.
Bob, how many staffers will this help here for USD 251?
Off the top of my head, I think it's 86, so and like I said before, it's just a way for us to show our appreciation for the extra work they do, And what Mike said about the overlapping duties is definitely true here at USD 251. People have just stepped up and they've done their job and they've done part of other people's jobs and filled in wherever we've needed them to fill in. And, it's just great to see that commitment from our people and to serve our families and our kids.
Mike, what kind of numbers are you looking at USD 252?
We're in the 130 range, and our duplication is our special ed staff are, we have to be careful we don't duplicate those because they're technically through Emporia, but they're in all of our buildings. But that's without our special ed staff. But they are included. Don't get me wrong.
Well, and I think that's just about $8,000 worth of Emporia Main Street and Chamber bucks that will be given to staffers and teachers, USD 252, 251, and 253. And Allison, is kind of twofold. Not only is it a great gesture from the Hopkins Foundation, staffers and the school districts get a nice little thank you, you know, for all the hard work that they do, but all this money stays local, too. So that's win-win, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I do want to clarify that 1,346 were all employees in Lyon County, so that included north and south.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, for Emporia, it's a little over 1,000, and the total for all of Lyon County, including all the school districts, is $67,000 from the Hopkins Foundation. So very, very appreciative, just like Mike and Bob said.
Outstanding.
Very generous.
Indeed. Well, great to have all three of you on with us here this morning, and really, you know, getting a chance to announce another cool deal here coming from the Hopkins Foundation and helping teachers and staff get through the holiday period.
I didn't have to do that math on the fly. You already had it for me.
We are prepared.
Well, you are. I mean, I didn't have to pull the abacus out this morning after all. So, all right. Well, we appreciate the Hopkins Foundation and all that they do. Allison, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you, Chuck and Ron. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Same to you. That's USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair, and USD 252 South Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argabright, joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmakers next week, we have Christmas Eve Eve, so Thursday, and Christmas Eve on Friday. So give us a call at 620-342-1400, and you can also email KV.